Hello and welcome to this special podcast edition of Public Eye, where community meets politics. My name is Dr. Milton Brown. As election day for 2024 UK general election approaches, we visit the hustle and bustle of the Huddersfield Open Market to hear from Kirklees residents about their thoughts on the media coverage of this crucial event. We share the thoughts and feelings of individuals from a rich mix of cultural backgrounds, social class, and ethnicity. Are their views being accurately represented? Are the issues they care about being properly highlighted? We'll also be looking at diverse range of voter intentions in this pivotal election. Are people planning to cast their ballots? And what are their reasons for voting or choosing to abstain? So here we go. Welcome to Public Eye. How have you felt about the coverage of the 2024 general election?
I felt it's been extensive, but not necessarily informative. As ever, politicians are saying a lot of nothing.
I think the coverage has been very good. I've learnt more in this campaign than I did in the last general election campaign.
I've read round quite a lot and I'll watch shorter YouTube clippings and stuff like that. But they just bore me now.
Yeah, a few advertisements about how to vote. Do I feel that it's enough? Probably not, no.
There's been a lot of coverage about it, you know. I've not really heard too many people discussing it. I think the country as a whole aren't as interested. And I do think there's going to be a big change and probably a big surprise as well with the result.
It's felt like it's just something that's happening currently. Just like every previous elections, I don't feel related to any politicians. I don't think politicians can relate to me. And that's basically how a lot of young people feel nowadays, to be honest.
You don't see any of the candidates coming round knocking at the door like they used to do. But yeah, there's probably a bit too much on the television.
I think that they've done the kind of standard coverage, but there is certainly been a lot more bias and coverage given to certain smaller parties over other mainstream.
I'd say it's gone quite well, to be fair, about with all the coverage of it. The social media presence of the election's been quite good, I'd say.
Do you intend to vote in this year's election?
Absolutely, everybody should vote. At the end of the day, there are women that died to get that vote. I think women especially should vote.
Yeah, I always vote. I think it's incumbent on me to vote.
Yeah, I intend to vote. I wasn't going to do initially. But I've always felt that I'm voting as a vote against the other party. So not really because I want the party I'm voting for to win, but it's more of a tactical vote, so the other one doesn't win.
I'm not sure. I'm quite indecisive at the moment because, again, with the manifestos and stuff, nothing benefits me.
No, because it's a waste of time. Because they don't ask us what we want. They say, tell us what we need.
I do intend to vote. I vote every single election. I try and vote in on my local elections as well. I think it's a really, really important thing to vote.
Yes, I do intend to vote.
Absolutely, definitely. I think people who don't vote, they should do what they do in Australia and fine them.
I intend to vote, yeah, because I believe that if you're old enough to vote, you should vote because realistically, you have an impact on the future and you have an impact on your future as well.
What's the reason for your decision?
I think it's important to vote because it can feel a lot these days like you don't have much of a say in what kind of happens to you, or we don't have much of a say in the kind of policies that affect us. But I think these are more the results of people not voting. I think more people, young people especially, need to engage with politics and they need to engage with voting.
I think it's important to vote. Sadly, it feels like if I'm going to vote, I'm going to have to vote for the best, the best of the worst, if that makes sense. And I don't want to be in that position, in a sense. If people want to go vote, they should vote. Just really look at the manifestos and see what fits with your values.
It's the one moment where you can influence or try and influence your life and kind of how your life can change from a political point of view. Certainly, given the current situation and the need for change and stuff, so that's how, you know, it's really important.
You've got to vote whether the person you vote for gets into power or not. But I think a lot of people are going to vote for Reform UK. And I am, because I think Farage has got the right ideas, you know. And I don't like Starmer anyway. I think he's not a very good person.
Absolutely, everybody should vote. At the end of the day, there are women that died to get that vote. I think women especially should vote. And you have no right to complain or say anything if you've not even attempted to make an influence about who should be running the country. So I think it's a really essential part of our everyday lives.
Thanks for listening to this special Public Eye podcast. We hope these varied views and opinions from the local community have enabled you to consider your own choices. As a councillor once told me, voting makes the impossible possible. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, be sure to visit www.kirklees.localtv.com to check out our full range of content, including webcasts, documentary, films, news, articles, polls, historical archives, and more. Dr. Milton Brown, Kirklees Public Eye. Bye for now.